are back on the Majority Report. I'm Janine Garofalo here with Sam Seder, and we are very honored to have in studio with us Reverend Billy of the Church of Stop Shopping. What you've been listening to is Reverend Billy and his congregation every Tuesday at 6:30. You go to the PATH station down at Ground Zero.
Amen.
And
Bill of Rights, hallelujah.
Is that your mic there? There it is. Is that you?
You got to pull that a little bit closer.
Unfortunately, you gotta, for a man like you, yeah, I know projection's no problem,
amen,
but
amen.
It's still not on. Let's try it now. Try it again.
It's mic three.
Where is my pulpit?
There it is.
Where is my pulpit?
So,
amen.
Reverend Billy, every Tuesday at 6:30 or 6 p.m. inside the PATH station at Ground Zero, you perform or you minister
preach.
Or you preach. Or
we
you...
all go down there with our cell phones,
mm-hmm.
and we repeat the First Amendment into our cell phones as if we're talking to someone. Some of us are talking to people. Some of us don't know the First Amendment, and we have to have somebody telling us, prompting us from some neighboring skyscraper or perhaps, you know, Germany or Brazil or wherever we're talking to. And they give us the First Amendment, which is, want to hear it?
Yes.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. One sentence, five freedoms.
And how do the commuters react to you on a random Tuesday evening?
You know, we walk along with them, you know, the stockbrokers, they're like rushing towards the train. And that part of Ground Zero, it's kind of like a hovering warehouse out over the construction site. It is a cell phone moment, because they're coming from somewhere where they couldn't, subways or whatever, and they're going to the train under the river. So it's Louise, look, I missed the 6:27, but I'll walk the dog if you know, there's a lot of that going on. So we walk with them, and then we walk against the tide. So if we're walking against the tide and there are enough of us, there were, I don't know, 80 or 90 of us tonight. So we had enough people so that they had kind of a cubistic relationship with the First Amendment. They would catch free speech, free press, and they would catch each freedom as sort of a shard of it.
Well, Reverend, I'm sorry, Sam.
You've been
Brother
doing,
Sam.
I'm sorry, Sam, but I was going to finish my thought.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When I said I'm sorry, I didn't mean you continue talking, Sam. I meant I'm sorry. I'm going to keep talking.
Hallelujah, yes. Sam.
Reverend, what I wanted to, I've discussed this a little earlier tonight in the show. You are a man who is an activist. Every day. You are like the hardest working man in activism, and you have a really full plate now.
Hallelujah!
Coming up this summer with the convention.
Bill of Rights, hallelujah!
You have so much, like let's go through some of the things you're going to be doing this week, and if people want to find out more about you or how they can get involved, you can go to www.revbilly.com.
Amen.
And so, how much time do we have, Colin, before we take a break?
Seconds.
We have a minute and a half before our first break. So let's talk about the exorcism at Ground Zero you're going to be performing.
We're going to, you know, what it's become after all the myriad of negotiations and the permit process and the abrogation of the First Amendment that we've gone through with the feds and with Mike Bloomberg, finally it comes down to theater marches coming from all the boroughs and all America and all the world. And we're going to march from, you know, up the avenue to Madison Square Garden. And then we're going to disperse, and nobody knows what we'll do.
This is on the
29th.
We're
all going to the Great Lawn.
This is on the 29th, correct?
The 29th Sunday.
29th Sunday,
yes.
And people are meeting at 14th Street at 10 a.m., is that correct?
Exactly.
And you can get information on the United for Justice and Peace website.
United for Peace and Justice.
United for Peace and Justice website. When we come back, I want to ask you how often you go down to the PATH station and do this, and how it is
every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, Sam, which is how we let it in.
Every Tuesday, Sam.
And for how long you've been doing it. You're listening to Majority Report, Air America Radio.
On the Majority Report, Sam Seder and Janine Garofalo are here with Reverend Billy of the Church of Stop Shopping. His website is www.revbilly.com.
Amen.
And he's got a lot of energy.
What?
A lot of energy.
It's the spirit, sister.
Now, you've been doing this for 27 weeks down at the PATH train?
Hallelujah. Every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m., we get on our cell phones and recite the five freedoms in one sentence.
Is there a reason? Do you have to do it on the cell phone as a way of avoiding any type of legal complications, or is it just the methodology?
Well, there's a whole tradition for cell phone performances. You use the... You use the gadget that's destroying public space, and then you use it as a way of, you know, just tripping over the edge into the area. Well, they could be talking on the cell phone, and the police just kind of follow us around. But the fact is, some of the people reciting the First Amendment are talking to someone because they can't remember the words, and they're talking to someone who's prompting them.
Reverend,
so, hallelujah.
Reverend, let's talk about some of your upcoming events. Like I said, you are the hardest working man in activism.
And
on Saturday, August 21st, 3 p.m. in Tompkins Square Park at the Bandshell, for those of us who live in New York or can get there to Tompkins
Square. That's the Howl Festival. I have seen the best minds of my generation starving, hysterical, naked.
Ginsburg, right?
You're all too young to remember.
Allen Ginsburg, who I believe is the one that started guys like the trend of neoconism, and I'll tell you why. I've said this before on the show. Listen, not that. It's not what you think. A lot of the people that were liberals back in the day, in the 60s, in the late 50s, your Norman Podhoritzes and Midge Dechter types having their cocktail parties, Allen Ginsberg walked through the kitchen a few too many times naked and wasted after having sex with a man, and he would wave
and
it around.
And push them into a traumatized conservatism.
Exactly. Oh. Ginsburg, unbeknownst to him, pushed a lot of these Manhattanites.
Yeah, but then he radicalized some of the kitchen help and some of the people he met.
Right.
You know, and
but unfortunately,
I was catering those parties. And, you know, the original white Reverend Billy's suit was my caterer's outfit. You know, I segued right from catering. So
that makes sense.
I met Allen Ginsberg catering a couple times. He was back in the kitchen.
So you're going to be honoring him with others on Sunday for the Howl Festival in Tompkins Square Park.
He's the spiritual father of the Howl Festival, the East Village Performance Art Festival.
And you're going to be marrying people.
Now, is that this Sunday or is that the Sunday the 29th?
We're marrying people at the Great Lawn on Sunday the
29th. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were doing it this Sunday as well.
Okay. And so give us a rundown of what the way that you're going to be celebrating the week starting from Saturday, the 28th, that the RNC is coming in. How are you going to be spending this week from day to day?
Well, the Church of Stop Shopping, which also has been called the Church of Stop Big Boxes when we're facing down Walmarts in California, or the Church of the First Amendment, it always is concerned with the privatizing of public space, turning us all into idiot consumers instead of citizens. So that's always what we're coming down to. And right now, with tens of thousands of Republicans coming toward us from America, coming over the Hudson River, or in some cases I was under the Hudson River, amen, it keeps coming back to the words of the Founding Fathers, the First Amendment. We're New Yorkers, and we remember when the process of starting to demote the First Amendment and the Constitution in our lives began when George Bush put his arm around Bob Beckwith, the firefighter, and raised his bullhorn and started quoting early Clint Eastwood movies. Am I right, sister?
You're right.
Exactly.
Reverend.
And from that point on, it was only... was that my back brain or was that... So... Today, performing in Ground Zero, we had circles of cops. They were really angry. We were reaching out to them. We sang that George Bush does not come back to Ground Zero. We sang it a second time out over the Sacred Pit to the 2900. We just don't think that 9/11 should have been used as an excuse for war abroad and at home. The demotion of our basic constitutional rights. So we keep coming back to the First Amendment. What I'm going to be doing all over the island with my choir and with our congregation, hallelujah, praise be, maybe you'll be there with us, is come back to those five freedoms, that single sentence. You know, the freedom of worship, speech, press, assembly, and the right to go into the process of changing the government.
Now,
amen.
If people wanted to join you, how would they find out where you are at any given time?
RevBilly.com. We are internet people.
That would be the website.
Hallelujah.
I've been giving out, Sam.
Well, I was simply asking for a schedule.
Sam's, you know, he's got a kind of a step-by-step process whereby
right.
he takes reality in.
It's
Amen.
His process.
Well, we appreciate that about him.
It's his process. So let's
Hallelujah.
Talk about Saturday, August 28th, opening night, 8 p.m.
Now, that's our church service at St. Mark's
mm-hmm.
Church. And it's St. Mark's in the Bowery, it's called. That's where Peter Stuyvesant's bones are resting.
Of course.
At 10th and 2nd Avenue. We know this is Starbucks a
near
block
Starbucks,
away.
Near Starbucks, but they've
Hallelujah.
Just moved. They've just shifted it.
They shifted it and enlarged. We've got to go in there.
And it was and they shifted it
back
to an
Back away
herbal.
From that $5 latte, child. I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry. Just,
oh, that's okay.
What happened?
I was going to say they moved it into an herbal remedy shop. Remember, that was what was next door.
They kicked out the herbal remedy shop and came in with their genetically altered dairy futz. And they're $5 lattes, and we know Howard Schultz is a billionaire, and we know that in Guatemala there are 100,000 coffee-making impoverished families. Infant mortality rates are outrageous. This is a criminal enterprise. It's not okay to go into a Starbucks. A lot of people say, no, this isn't politics. Come on. I just want a cup of coffee. It's not okay. That is a bad company. We have to know better. It's too late for Americans to be apolitical.
Reverend, I have a confession to make.
Amen?
Reverend.
What, you have a Starbucks right here?
I have a confession to make.
No,
I do
no,
go to Starbucks.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I may have gone today. I don't remember.
You may have gone
to
sister.
He's trying to exercise.
I call on the God that is not a product.
We may have to
come into Janine Garofalo's soul.
Are you white people forcing
and
my hand
take down? Those lattes out of her. Amen. Praise be.
But they have the perfect ratio of coffee to milk in there. They're very pleasant in there.
The ratio of money coming to Howard
I
and the people
know,
in
you're
Guatemala.
Right. I know you're
Am
right.
Am I right, sister?
Yes, you are, Reverend.
Do you
and
take
I'm
the pledge you won't go in there for the next 3 months, will you, sister?
Yes, I do.
If I see you in there.
I know.
We'll come and sing right at you. You know that.
I know, because
we'll
you do. Sing. I do see you outside of the Starbucks a lot. I promise you for the next 3 months, at least, I will not go to Starbucks. I promise you. Here,
Child.
Shake on it.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so
you've come down. You've accepted the call. This is the equivalent of this is the countercultural equivalent of Billy Graham bringing people down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know one of the people
it's
who
just
came
that
down
I'm uncomfortable
George
when you
Bush.
Put your hand on my head and we're forcing it downward. I think for so if I'm going to be I don't mean to be crass, but it's something that the ladies don't appreciate.
Hallelujah. Some of them thank me, but I'm sorry. No,
I'm not trying to be crass. I know Praise it's not a morning drive time show, but I just want to say that particular gesture is not in my wheelhouse, and I don't like it.
No.
I like you, though, Reverend Billy, and I'm not going to Starbucks.
Will you let me confess
you will, yeah, I can't.
My
I won't
sins.
Let you make it up to me. But what?
Not soon. Maybe sometime tomorrow?
Sure. I will. And let's move on now to other things you're doing. Sunday, August 29th, we did that, the Great Lawn Central Park. That's the marriages, Sunday on August 29th. So if you guys want to get married out there...
Or renew your vows.
Or renew your vows. Reverend Billy will be doing that.
And we're especially excited by, of course, same-sex marriages.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That excites
absolutely.
The senior officials in this church.
Now, is there a Stop Shopping Monitor blog as well? Or and is that affiliated with you in any way?
Yes, that's in the suburbs of the RevBilly.com.
That's in the part of the world of RevBilly.com.
Hallelujah. The blog. It's where we talk to each other.
Now, is this, are you guys in any way involved with the surveillance camera players? Or is this another?
Bill
movie?
Brown and those people are doing wonderful work. I just really support their work. I've done that with them and I've performed for the surveillance cameras of New York City with the surveillance camera players.
So there's all sorts of stuff that's going to be going on during the week that the Republicans are in town. What's the goal? What is the goal of the protests?
Moving from being consumers to being citizens. Knowing that protest is not a privilege, it's a right. Many people died for that right. We need to keep exercising that right. When your main street is killed by a mall... Go into the mall and say, you know what? My main street's here now. This is public property. I have constitutional rights here. Walmarts have been killing towns all over the world. You know, they're the biggest retail. Their budget is twice the size of Scotland at this point. Walmarts must be defeated, or we will continue to vote in people like Bush and Blair. Consumers become right-wing. Citizens... Start making choices that are more intelligent. I believe that. Transnational chain stores are the death of our democracy. That is a critique of the Democratic Party that is pretty severe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Kerry is not clear on this issue at all. He's running as anybody but Bush. Okay.
I'll let the cat out of the bag. I mean, I think John Kerry, the last thing on his mind is trying to throw off the yoke of corporatism. However, with that said, as Howard Zinn would say, we need a John Kerry to take that next step. Because we're not even close.
It really is literally a case of hoping that he grows in office. Because right now he's just triangulating us to death. And a lot of us are, you know, how long can we hold our breath? Maybe we can hold our breath to November 2nd. I hope we can.
Well, you know,
it's also all of us growing while John Kerry is in office.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yesterday, Mayor Bloomberg said that the rights, that free speech and assembly are not your rights, but they are privileges, and they can be taken away. That is absurd.
That is absolutely
completely absurd.
He needs someone about 6 feet from him repeating the First Amendment just about constantly.
But it's not a privilege. It's not a privilege. It is your right.
It's basic to American freedoms. And if it's taken away, we'll like become right wing because the advertising comes into us from the transnationals all day long. After a while, we think that contentment, freedom of choice, and so forth it comes by way of a Xanax tablet. So we need to be free of the transnational corporations or we can't have democracy in this country. I believe that.
Well, also, the problem is you need to be a critical thinker. I mean, it's one thing that because some people mm-hmm. can see this mm-hmm. all this bombardment of propaganda or advertising, and it rolls off their back like water off a duck's back, or they can ignore it or mm-hmm. compartmentalize it. Some people cannot. They seem to be unable or unwilling to recognize propaganda for what it is or recognize when they are being
conned. I think they even get comfortable with it. It becomes like a drug. It becomes a consensual hypnosis that we enter into. You know, when we go into Walmarts and Starbucks and Disney's and Nike's and Gap's, the sweatshop, basically just the sweatshop companies, when we go in there, some people giggle. Some people leave right away. Some people are irate that they've been interrupted. I mean, people go into when that hypnosis is smashed by an image that comes in and says, "We're not the corporation. Do what you want to do." People sort of explode. They go all over the place. Some people are just upset. They were happy to be product people. They were happy to be consumers. So I think we do have to go through that process. We just have to. Sometimes we go into a place and we call ourselves the Church of the Necessary Interruption, child. We got to interrupt you now. Back away from that product, child. Back away. Back away. Leave the store. The good news is you don't have to be here. You know, and some people love it. And they feel free. Other people wanted to be there. And they wanted to stay there. They didn't have to make a decision for themselves. Democracy is not necessarily the most comfortable option.
And that's the problem with fundamental religion, and that's the problem with fundamental consumerism.
I would agree with that, except that I would say that transnational corporations are the biggest fundamentalist religion in the world, bigger than Catholicism, bigger than Islam. They get us to live our lives in a series of very prescribed gestures and mental attitudes and language, and nobody realizes how limited that is. They think it's freedom. Well, because the advertising teaches us all day long that it is freedom and happiness and contentment. It's not. It's not. We have to grow into our eccentric selves now. We have to break through the exalted embarrassment, child, get to the other side and discover what we are uniquely, which is not necessarily anything like what we were told to be as consumers. I think if we do this, I think we're starting to do it now. Actually, I'm very optimistic right now.
You have such an interesting way of expressing yourself about these things that don't generally get expressed that way. I'm not talking about your exuberance, but some of your theories about transnational corporations. Is there certain books that have influenced you that you could recommend to our listeners?
Boy, you know, I've really got a...
Or is this all organic
mind? I've got stuff from all over the place, you know, my sourcing. But I'd have to say that Naomi Klein's No Logo is very important to me. And that's like a Bible to people who are resisting consumerism.
She's fantastic.
She did such
Naomi
a great
Klein
job.
Is fantastic.
And just had a glass of wine with Morgan from Super Size Me.
Morgan Spurlock.
Yes. Yeah. Was he on your show?
No, I just saw the movie.
I tried to get him to come along, but...
Oh, my God. Yeah. He looks exactly like a friend of mine named Chris, and people think that Chris is Morgan all the time. Anyway, is Dunkin' Donuts coffee all right? Can I drink that?
It's better than Starbucks.
Is that okay if I go there?
I have, you know, I have to admit, I sneak into Dunkin' Donuts sometimes.
I do like their coffee.
But we're all sinners, Janine.
So it's okay for the next 3 months if I go to Dunkin' Donuts?
If you don't go to Starbucks.
I'm not going
to
go to Starbucks.
Hallelujah, praise me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so rough. I'm a fundamentalist preacher.
Oh, no, I have a lot of problems. It's not you, it's me. Sam will tell you about it.
Oh,
I should have gone over and manhandled you, Sam.
Yeah.
Well, maybe after the break. Maybe during the break. All right, you're listening to the Majority Report, Reverend Billy. Thank you very much for coming down. The blog is the site is reverendbilly.com.
RevBilly.com. No errand.
And we
Rev.
Will put a link on our site at MajorityReportRadio.com. You're listening to Majority Report Air America Radio.